have to record a message to see if I can maybe record a podcast with y'all one day. I'm a big fan of y'all, and I love the work y'all doing.
Welcome to Geekology 101. My name is Joshua.
And my name is Diego.
And today we are going to be diving into Five Nights at Freddy's.
Which is basically like Chuck E. Cheese, but like Chuck E. Cheese's evil cousin.
Yeah.
Basically what that is. And I know very little about it.
Mm-hmm. All you know is that what you just stated, it's Chuck E. Cheese, but like animatronics are trying to kill you.
Pretty much. And so I need you to educate me, but also we decided to bring in some backup for this special episode of Five Nights at Freddy's in the form of
Habibi Julian.
Cousin Julian.
Yo, what's up, guys? My name is Habibi Julian, you know.
Oh, man, you went for that sexy voice, huh?
Yeah, man.
Like real mellow, hey, ladies, how's it going? Yeah. Welcome to Late Night with Julian. Yeah, Cousin Julian. Hey, man, so yeah, we've been wanting to make an episode happen with you for a while. And then we were just kind of hanging out here at the house. And then we started talking about, you know, recording and doing an episode with you and trying to figure out, like, what topic we could talk about. And then I think you were the one that brought up Five Nights at Freddy's, right?
No, me and Joshua did. Like,
both of us.
And then Joshua and I remembered about this movie that Edgar, the friend of the show here, told us about, which was kind of like, almost like it was supposed to be Five Nights at Freddy's, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we decided,
it seemed like they didn't get the license meant to call it Five Nights at Freddy's.
Right. And what we decided is that we were going to watch the movie, the three of us together. And so we watched that movie. And then we decided to start recording. And here we are. So let's first talk about Five Nights at Freddy's, like, proper. Like, that whole thing. you guys explain, what's it about? Like, how does that story even begin?
Here's the thing. We believe different stuff. So, like, we believe different timelines.
What?
Yeah, because, like, I've been at this since, like, 2014, since it came out in the second grade. And all my theories are just different than his.
Yeah. I have a whole different generation of theories than Habibi here.
Okay, but hold on. But theories because, like, there's mysteries that are still up in the air?
I mean, there are still mysteries, but also, like, a lot of people believe, like, what order stuff happened in differently.
Okay. So what's... But what is the first game that ever came out? Like, what was it about?
It's about, like, okay, so you're a security guard. And then you have to, like, so you were hired to do the shift from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m.
And you're doing the shift, like, at a Chuck E. Cheese type place?
Yeah, it's called Freddy Fazbear's Pizza.
Okay.
Well, to be specific, Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
Yeah, Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. I'm sorry if I must have offended so many people.
You offended me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I could have gone to a totally different place on my MapQuest if I, you know. I just said MapQuest. That's very 90s. I just said MapQuest.
This man's over here playing D&D.
Wow.
You're such a boomer.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay, boomer.
So anyway, what happens? You're a security guard and you spend the whole night there and the things come to life or what?
So basically, they don't really reveal this.
Mm-hmm.
But the animatronics are haunted by the souls of dead children.
Four dead children.
Four,
whoa.
Yes. Kind of five.
Yeah, kind of five because we got Mangle in the second one.
Golden Freddy.
Golden Freddy, Springtrap. But Springtrap is actually purple guy who is known as
William Afton. Okay. And William Afton is like the
murderer behind the children.
Yeah, he's like kind of one of the main villains of the whole series.
And all these names that you keep on mentioning, I'm guessing are like the names of the characters, like the animatronic characters.
Yeah.
But like the marionette, I think that was supposed to be made after a crying child who had passed.
Yikes. Okay.
Wait. Okay.
So, look, in the original game, are you just, like, straight up surviving, or are you actually, like, discovering part of the mystery and the backstory?
You're basically just surviving.
You're surviving. Like, you have to look to the cameras, make sure that they're not near you in any way. If they're near you and they're right next to your door in the first one, because in the first one you have a door, you have to close it, check the light. If they're not there, open it, check the other one. They're right there, close the door, check the light,
keep flashing it. And you do have power. Yeah, you have power. So you have to check how much power you're using.
Mm-hmm. So make sure you don't use a lot. Cause
that's so this whole series kind of like began similar to Hello Neighbor, where it really began just with a very simplistic concept for a game, and then lore started being added on later?
I think it came out before Hello Neighbor.
It did. Did it? Like, really long before.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that for a long time, mm-hmm. I feel like. Okay, so that was the first game, and then what? Where did it come out? Was it a mobile game?
It was a mobile game, PC game.
Yeah, and it was created by an indie game developer called Scott Cawthon.
Okay. Watson or Cawthon?
It's Cawthon.
Oh, I thought it was fake Watson.
You fake fan.
I don't know. The guy's last name is Cawthon?
Yeah.
Like the coffin, like what they bury you in?
No, Cawthon.
Cawthon. Oh, okay.
Cawthon.
Cawthon.
All right, and so what? The second game comes out, and what's like the premise of the second game? And did they add like more story to it or something?
More characters, actually. They added
different like variations of the original characters. So we have
Toy Freddy, Toy Chica, Toy Bonnie.
Toy meaning what?
Like basically, they look like cuter.
They look, especially Chica. Oh my god!
But does that mean that they're smaller and like they can run at you quicker? So?
Yeah, they're smaller.
Yeah, they're smaller.
But like,
and they have like all red cheeks.
Yeah. Okay.
But the old ones, they're all beat up. So there's four old ones. Foxy, Freddy, Bonnie, and Chica. And then there's a broken one that's meant for, like, the kids' room.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mangle.
Okay. Wait, Mangle was in the first one?
The second one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new character. Because, like, she just hangs on the ceiling. When you least expect it, you open up a camera, you close it. Ring! Just right at you.
Yeah.
What's the premise, though? Like, are you the same security guard or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Phone guy's alive in the second one, so.
He is.
So, is this... Hold on. So, like, by this game, do they explain at all, like, are you... Do they explain that people are getting killed in there? Like...
No.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, kind of. I mean...
Phone guy.
It's like, it's... What's the word I'm looking for? It's, like, hinted at. Like, mm-hmm. You kind of know that people die in these places.
Okay.
Because, like, even in the first call that you ever hear from Phone Guy, mm-hmm. he's like, in these animatronics tend to wander. Oh, man, that sad bite of 87. It's crazy that a human can live without their frontal lobe of their brain.
Oh.
Because one of because Foxy...
No, it was Freddy. Freddy.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Freddy.
Oh. Freddy, he bit... one of the people's
mm-hmm.
frontal lobe of their brain off, and that person managed to survive.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, there were actually two bites, but that's kind of complicated.
So how's this business still open?
Yes.
Do they ever get into that?
That's yes. The real thing. That's the theory that they need to keep looking for, because like, yo, if they find this theory, that'll be fire.
Okay, and so then, so does anything happen, like, pushing the story forward at the end, by the end of the second one?
Actually, there's a lot of mini-games in these games.
The third one, there's a lot more mini-games, actually.
Yeah.
And the mini-games let you find out more clues about what's going on?
Yeah, they're, like, 8-bit mini-games, and you, like...
I think, yeah, it's 8-bit. I thought it was 16-bit, but I'm thinking of, like, Super Mario...
Yeah.
This thing still takes place in the same place, right?
Yeah, but like different variations of it. I think the third one takes place in like a old rundown one that was straight abandoned.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, I always thought that the third one, it was like, this is kind of, I'm going to try to say this like quickly. Mm-hmm. I always thought that the third one took place in like, in a haunted house.
Right.
That a company made that was based on, because at that point, at the third one, like a lot of people knew that, like, if you go to a place that is like Freddy Fazbear's, that you're basically gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm pretty sure that a company like made a haunted house type thing based on the events.
But are these dots that are being connected by fans?
Kind of.
Some of them are. Yeah.
And there are hints like at the end of games or at like the beginning of games, and you kind of see like a newspaper.
Yes, yeah, it's help wanted, mm-hmm. hiring. I think one of them said $1,000 for each shift.
One of them was like Fazbear Frights burns down. There's a lot of stuff.
But if we want to talk about still open, the recent one, Security Breach, good storyline.
Yes. Amazing.
How many games are there?
There are, hold up.
Five Nights at Freddy's 1, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Five Nights at Freddy's 3, 4, Sister Location, which is 5,
Security Simulator,
Joy of Creation.
Huh?
Joy of Creation.
What?
Joy of Creation is one of the games?
It's Five Nights at Freddy's. It's like a fan-made one.
Oh, really?
It's considered a part of the storyline, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't watch Corey Kenshin?
I do. But, like...
Who's that?
He's a YouTuber who plays a lot of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Who came up off of Five Nights at Freddy's, which is cool.
Hmm. Okay, so, Sister Location...
So, what is it, like, 6 games?
Yeah. Basically six, no. There's
6
more.
Games. Like, if you want to include the main ones, it's 6 of them.
Have they moved on to consoles, or...
There are consoles for every game.
Okay.
I think except for Pizzeria Simulator. There's a lot of games.
Has any other content been created, like, within that same world? You know, like, books, audiobooks, podcasts,
yes,
stories?
Books. A lot of books.
Weren't there comics that we saw one day, one time? Or did I imagine that?
I'm pretty sure you're going delusional.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. And so there's books?
Yeah, there's... Yeah. The books explain, like, a lot of the lore in the story.
And the books are canon, then?
Yeah, they're important in the storyline, too.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of my book fairs when I was in, like, middle school.
Okay. And so the books... What story do the books tell?
The books tell, like, different stories within that same universe that have to do with Fazbear Entertainment.
One of the books... introduced Vanny the Rabbit from Security Breach.
One of the books introduced her?
I think so,
which,
yeah.
Do you know which book it was?
No, I just saw, like, their face on the cover.
What company name did you just mention, Joshua?
Fazbear Entertainment. So Fazbear Entertainment is basically... So the first time that Fredbear's Family Diner, which is the original restaurant,
mm-hmm.
the first time that ever closed down because of the first... child going missing.
Right.
A company bought out Fredbear's Family Diner and created a whole series of stuff called Fazbear Entertainment. And then it, like, expanded.
Okay, and they're the ones that created Five Nights at Freddy's?
No.
Oh.
In the game.
Yeah, right. Right, I'm saying. But, like, they're the ones that created the Chuck E. Cheese style place that...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But did y'all know Five Nights at Freddy's is real?
What?
It's called Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, yeah, there you go. It's actually really funny. Like, the first time that I saw this thing, I was like, man, that actually would be pretty terrifying because those animatronics, there's a lot of kids that
they don't
like that kind of thing.
They don't use animatronics anymore, though.
As a matter of fact, I think it was either you, Joshua, or Gianna who used to get freaked out by those things. I think it was Gianna.
I just don't want to slap him silly. Like, I've seen a video of Chucky's, like, his eyes went from straight black and a little red dot. I'm like, oh, nah, that thing went straight on attack mode. Oh, nah.
Instant death.
Yeah.
Instant kill. Spider-Man.
It's kind of like the whole thing with clowns, right? The clowns are, like, all entertainment and something. Like, they entertain kids, even.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
Like Pennywise.
You just use them slightly differently, and they're terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Terrifying monsters. All right, so what else can you tell me about this, the main, like, story? Like, where has it gone? What do we know about the background of the thing?
Okay, just to explain it real quick and easy,
mm-hmm.
two people, one of them is William Afton, the other one's Henry, and the other creator,
mm-hmm.
they made Fredbear's Family Diner, and William Afton, for whatever reason, likes to murder children.
He's a big murder killer.
Yeah, it's typical Sundays, you know?
Yeah.
And...
Oh, good day at church, guys. Killed the children.
Yeah.
And,
go to church with the family. Go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. And basically, William Afton kills kids, and then he stuffs their bodies inside of animatronics.
And then they notice that the animatronics are starting to stink, so they have to investigate.
Oh, damn.
And then that's where it closes down, and then they got bought out. Fazbear Entertainment becomes a thing.
Sister location.
Yeah. And
then, that's what the sister thing's about?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're like, oh my god, so creepy, especially Baby. Oh my god, I just want to...
Baby is another, like, animatronic from that place?
It's creepy, oh my god. Like, whenever I see Baby, I just want to say, oh, weave, 1-2 combo. Hit the bala hala.
Basically, William Afton, who was the guy who was murdering all these children.
Yeah.
He, the marionette, which is actually a puppet who has another kid's soul in them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say who because I don't want to anger Habibi.
Say it right now. Say
Henry Emily's daughter.
Oh, I knew that.
Okay. Okay, good. So, she actually, she, like, wants revenge on William, so she set the souls free that were inside of the animatronics, and then the souls chased William Afton around, around the pizzeria when it was closed. And then to, for some reason, he thought that he would be safe inside of a spring lock animatronic suit.
Known as Spring Trap from Five Nights at Freddy's 3, by the way, guys.
Yeah. The worst one. And before it was all torn up. Mm-hmm. And he went inside the spring lock suit, the spring Bonnie suit. Okay. And then it was raining. Uh-huh. Spring lock mechanism plus moisture with the person inside of it, it shut closed on him.
Equals R.I.P. with the Majin Buu symbol.
On the grave, on the tombstone. And yeah, damn. He died.
Yikes.
And then...
Have they ever actually explained like how the animatronics become possessed with the spirits?
Yeah, the little 8-bit minigames.
What do you mean?
The 8-bit minigames you have to play.
Yeah.
Each kid, you're like playing as one kid. You have to collect something or like find an animatronic suit. Once you find that suit, you go into the suit. Mm-hmm. You become that kid. Or like you get murdered. Was it murdered or you go into it? I think it was murdered.
Yeah. Okay, but right. So like after you get murdered and you're in the suit, what, this kid's spirit is what possesses the animatronic?
He stuffs the dead body into the suit. Bro, purple guy is weird. But there's an old theory from 2014 to 2016.
Yeah.
That was people were saying phone guy is purple guy. That's his theory that's still probably getting solved. Probably isn't. But I'm still trying to figure it out.
Talk to me about phone guy. So, like, that's what we based the intro to this episode on.
I mean, we all know that, like, Habibi Julian did actually call us. I mean, like, right. Obviously.
Sure, of course. And so what's the deal with Phone Guy? Like, who is he supposed to be and what does he do?
We don't really, like, know that much about him.
Okay.
But we learned that, like, he's
trying to help you.
Yeah, he was an employee there.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. And he, like, tells you about the animatronics and, like, how they like to wander at night.
Especially right. Foxy. Oh, my God. If y'all are playing the second one right now as we speak, Foxy is the worst one. Just always flash that light in that middle hallway. If that doesn't work, yeah, he's gone. So you're chilling.
So,
Phone Guy, is he in every game?
No.
Yes, actually.
In every game?
Not every game, but yeah, he's in, like,
most of the main games.
Okay, and like you mentioned that he dies at some point.
Yeah, he dies. First one. Yeah, he dies.
The first one.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
So how does he come back in the other games?
I don't even know.
I think it's because like the other games are set before the first game. I don't know, but like he dies to I forgot which animatronic.
Didn't you say Golden Freddy?
Yeah, it was Golden Freddy.
It was a Freddy, though, because it said, ning, 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 ning,
yeah,
ning,
the music ning. Box.
Are there multiple Freddys?
Yes.
Yes, Golden Freddy, Nightmare. Oh, we'll get into that one after we're done with this one. But there's Golden Freddy, Nightmare, Toy Freddy, and regular Freddy.
And then there's in the new game, they introduced Glamrock Freddy.
And
Funtime Freddy.
Funtime Freddy.
Molten Freddy.
Molten Freddy.
Molten Freddy is a thing. In Pizzeria Simulator. Five Nights at Freddy's 6 Pizzeria Simulator.
How do these, like, within the actual game mechanics, it's basically a horror game.
Yeah.
And so you're walking through, you're turning down corridors, the whole deal.
Wait, which one?
I don't know. Well, are there different game mechanics for each one?
Well, the only one that you're actually, like, moving
is security breach.
Yeah, security breach. Okay. In all the other ones, you're completely stationary. Inside that one pod. Except for the minigames.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a location.
What do you mean?
I think you actually
So what do you actually do in the game?
You just like in most of the games, you're just like trying to survive through the night, like closing the doors if there's an animatronic right there.
Check the cameras. If you're a big YouTuber, like the main OGs of the Five Nights at Freddy's,
Docco, Markiplier.
Markiplier, Jacksepticeye, he's one of them. PewDiePie, he's one of them though.
Corey Kenshin.
The goat himself. But like, yeah, they
sure, I guess. I mean.
But like they actually played it and they played it first and then after they went back and solved the mysteries like the Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so, I'm still not clear on what the game mechanics are like then.
So basically there are a bunch of tabs and like to the side, to the up, down, left, right.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can mute the call if you want, actually.
Yeah, you can mute Phone Guy's call.
Okay.
And you can check the cameras to see if animatronic has moved or if it's going towards you.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to wind up the music box in the second one.
Yeah, because if you do that, then they'll kill you.
So hold on. So they come to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you stop them from coming to you?
Close the door. Or shine the light, put on the Freddy mask.
You close the door from like a control panel of some sort?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or you put on
you.
The Freddy mask.
All right, the only one that includes a door, sister location, and the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, and the fourth one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the fourth one has like the bedroom door.
The bedroom where you're playing as somebody's kid. No, it's the security guard's kid, right?
Wait, what? Oh, that... I always thought it was William Afton's child. Before he died. The crying child?
It's either that... Wait.
I thought that was confirmed. That it was the crying child. William Afton's child.
Wait, who confirmed it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Scott. That you're playing as the crying child. They never confirmed that the crying child was William Afton's child. But I'm pretty sure he confirmed that you were playing as the crying child.
So you probably were playing as the crying child. But yeah, basically, that's where... Nightmare is introduced. He's a really black Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
He has a yellow top hat, purple bow tie.
Oh, I think I've seen that character.
Yeah, like Nightmare. There's a bunch
of
Nightmare.
He's impossible to stop. He's like hard to stop.
What game does he get introduced in?
Five Nights at Freddy's 4.
Which is the Security Breach one?
Security Breach is the newest one?
Yeah.
Nights at Freddy's. Security Breach.
Bro, that jingle though, that is so fire. And basically you play as a child called Gregory, who is in this like big mall. I don't know how Fazbear Entertainment has enough money. It's like bigger than a mall. It's like that big.
Okay.
And it's called a Mega Pizzaplex.
Yo, it is crazy. It's so cool.
It has an arcade, it has a daycare, it has like a raceway.
Wow.
Oh, daycare is pretty hard.
Yeah. And they introduced like a bunch of new animatronics. They introduced Glamrock Freddy.
Two animatronics, actually.
Mm-hmm. But like different versions of two of the older animatronics. So Glamrock Freddy, Glamrock Chica, Roxy, and Monty.
Mm-hmm.
Frick Monty, honestly.
Yeah, Monty, we don't mess with you around here.
Monty is
Montgomery Gator.
He's an alligator.
Oh.
And he's like the strongest out of them.
Oh, dang.
And basically you're trying to escape the Mega Pizzaplex
from Vanny.
Yeah.
Who is actually the security guard.
Vanessa.
Oh yeah, Vanessa. Oh. I mean, call me anytime.
And basically there's a bunch of different endings. I won't get into them all.
Right.
But
Freddy. One of them, Freddy gets straight jumped.
Literally, Freddy gets jumped by a bunch of the security animatronics.
The security bots.
So this one, Freddy's good, you said?
Yeah, Freddy is good.
Amazing. I love that man. He's like, Gregory.
You can hide inside of his stomach.
It's like Titanfall. It's like Titanfall.
You can like hide inside of his stomach and then you like play as him.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
It's an easy way to hide.
Yeah. There's Moon and Sun.
Mm-hmm. Moon is the bad version of Sun. Because Sun, he's the like the daycare head, but if the lights go out, Moon comes out, and Moon does not like whenever bad children are awake. So you make sure you're a good boy and you go to sleep, or a girl.
Huh.
Yeah. In Security Breach, you like yeah.
So that game really is like survival horror. You are walking down the corridors and all that.
Like there's a whole security pass, like what door you can get into. There's different levels for the security pass.
But Security Breach gives me vibes of Poppy Playtime.
It does. Poppy Playtime is another horror game.
Okay.
And another cool thing is that you can upgrade Freddy. So like if you can take out different animatronics, like kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of Montgomery. That's the first one. No, that's one of the last ones, but you gotta get rid of him. We don't mess with him around here. Hit him with the ball pit. Make sure his claws are gone and give them to Freddy.
Yeah, basically you like, so for example, Funtime Chica, you can get some, is it ice cream mix or pizza mix? I forgot
pizza,
what it is.
Pizza.
Yeah, pizza mix, and then Chica like loves pizza. Mm-hmm. So you put the pizza mix in a garbage crusher. And then Chica goes into the garbage crusher, starts eating up the pizza mix.
But she also loves garbage.
She does. I don't know why.
But it's
probably
weird.
A lot of, yeah.
How does a robot
Like, how does she eat? It makes no sense.
Are these are all these from security breach? Are all these animatronics still possessed, though?
No,
actually.
Only, oh, really? Well, like, we don't know, but, like, but there's one theory that that Glamrock Freddy is actually possessed by the soul of Michael Afton.
Oh, that's a good theory right there.
Yeah, and that's why he's good, so that he can stop other children from dying.
He's trying to stop it. He tried to help Gregory escape Vanny, because Vanny, yo, I mean, like, Vanny, call me. But, like, I mean, like, if you think about it, Vanny is also trying to get at you, but she gets introduced in, like, which time was it? Like, the 3 a.m. part or, like, 2 a.m. part?
I think it was, like, 2 a.m., where you, like, Oh, I know, where you're, like, in a recharge station, the first time that you ever see her, you're in a recharge station, and then you just see a lady in a bunny costume just dancing past you.
But if you think about it, Vanny, Vanessa, the name Vanessa, plus bunny...
equals Vanny.
That's what made him, but they figured it out so late in the game, because they found where she lives at, in the building. The Mega Pizza Plex.
Yeah, she lives in an area above the laser tag.
Mm-hmm. The laser tag is so fun.
Yeah, that's so fun. In like the I forgot what I was gonna say. But you take out a bunch of different animatronics in a bunch of different ways, mm-hmm. and then you get their special upgrade. Like Chica, you get her voice box, and then you can put it into Freddy where he can like scream and then it like disables the other animatronics. Mm-hmm. And then you can get like Roxy's eyes, mm-hmm. and then when you put them on Freddy, he can see through walls.
Gifts, collectibles, the other animatronics, security bots.
Yeah, he can see a lot of stuff. And then Monty's claws, if you take Monty's claws, frick Monty, and then put them on Freddy, he can crash through, he can claw through gates.
I'm sorry, this is completely off topic, but Joshua, what socks are you wearing?
I don't know, honestly. These are just like, socks with lips on them.
His sock says, "Kiss me, I'm Irish."
Which he's not Irish.
He is Colombian.
He has like zero Irish.
Or am I?
In him.
Or am I, mate?
Yeah, good try, bro. But yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
So has this like transition of the game to this new format from Security Breach, has it been successful? Like, have people loved it?
Oh, everybody loves it. Oh, good endings. You don't want to get the bad endings where like
Freddy dies. There's one ending where Freddy dies and Gregory dies.
Yeah, Vanny takes Gregory. But this, my favorite ending is when he saves him by a little zap with the car.
Oh,
and they're just go to the sunset and they're just chilling in the grass. That part made me want to cry in enjoyment because that was such a beautiful moment.
My favorite.
Really?
Yeah, it's such a beautiful moment. Like, and it's also great for your computer wall screen.
My favorite ending is when Freddy gets jumped, but then afterwards you like
hold up.
So when Freddy gets jumped, but then you go up and then you play Princess Quest 3, and then you free Vanny, and then Vanny's on the good side too, and then Freddy's head still works, and you, Freddy's head, and Vanny are all sitting there and eating ice cream while the sun sets.
Wait a minute, I didn't get that ending.
Yeah, it is. It's like that's the ending that most people consider canon.
That's a hard ending to
Yeah, that's really hard. You have to play all of the Princess Quest games, which are 8-bit minigames.
Good thing my PlayStation suspension is over, so we're gonna do this and do it right.
I really want to get Security Breach.
I guess we're gonna have to.
We're gonna have
to. Or I'm gonna test it out. See, it sounds kind of interesting. That one at least. The other ones, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh really? What'd you just say?
What'd you say?
I like the survival format.
We should security bot you right here, right now.
I don't even know what
take
that means.
Take a map. Take a map.
Here's a map.
Why?
Take this map.
What does
Here's
this
a
mean? Map. I'm so lost.
You are fake fan. I mean, you never were.
I'm
a
not
fan.
A fan at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you never
actually.
Were a fan.
No, yeah. I'm a very real non-fan.
Yeah.
Your life isn't.
Do you guys have a favorite character from all this whole thing?
Yeah, man. The women.
Why? What's like the animatronic women?
Yeah, man, they can call my phone anytime.
The animatronic women.
Yeah.
All right.
No, but Roxy though.
Yeah, he got a point. No. But like,
no, anyway.
My favorite one is Freddy.
Really?
He's a good guy.
My favorite... Okay, this is kind of weird, but my favorite
but
is
hold
actually...
Hold on, Freddy was trying to kill you in the earlier games, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about Glamour to, Freddy or regular
sure
Freddy?
You're talking about the same guy.
No, Bonnie's my favorite one. What am I... I'm bugging. Oh, is another Easter egg we forgot to mention. Whenever you go up to Bonnie's Pizzeria, Freddy has emotions.
Oh, about, yeah, he does.
He's like, I don't come up here anymore. I miss him.
Mm-hmm. No. Because you know the ending where like where Springtrap comes back as Burntrap in that one ending.
Oh yeah, he's all like burnt down. You notice like one of the That's... like the little mangle looking one, the
mm-hmm. the glob thing, the blob with like all the
exoskeleton that's mm-hmm. super long. That's another theory right there. We gotta figure out that theory. But the theory I want to figure out is what happened to Bonnie. What happened?
I'm pretty sure that I know. I'm pretty sure that, like, the in Springtrap's new body that we see him come out of,
yeah.
we can see that he has a chest compartment, and I'm pretty sure that his new body is Bonnie's body. I'm pretty sure that's why he went missing, because why else would he have rabbit ears?
Springtrap did have ears like that.
I know, but Springtrap didn't have a stomach compartment.
Oh.
In the new Springtrap does, so I'm pretty sure that that's where Bonnie's body went.
So basically, they changed. So they basically killed Bonnie's goodness and turned him into a Springtrap.
Yeah, and like they put William Afton's like mind in there.
All right, Scott Calvin, we have a problem here. We need my boy Bonnie back. Like, come on, man.
Scott, honestly, when you were making this game, like.
What were you
how
thinking?
Many packs of cigarettes did you smoke?
No.
How many drugs did you do when you were writing this story?
Is he known
what
to, like,
alcohol were you making?
On drugs?
Drinking. I just said.
Like, what were you drinking though?
Yeah, what were you drinking? What drugs were you taking? We need to know so we can so we can fix this game to putting Bonnie in this thing and helping us. Maybe it would be cool if like they actually update the game into a DLC pack too. They give you.
They
DLC
said that
packs.
They're gonna do DLC.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This game is worth it.
Yeah.
So, have they announced that they're going to take it forward from here? Any more sequels? I mean, if it was this successful.
I mean, absolutely they're going to do more sequels.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to say who my favorite character was.
Oh, yeah.
Who is it?
It's not an animatronic, actually. It's Michael Afton. Because Michael, not William.
I was about to say.
Michael is William Afton's son. And Michael, after he discovered that his father was a child murderer.
Mm-hmm.
He did everything he could. He's actually the person that you play as in Sister Location. Because when you're going down the elevator in the beginning scene, you
so
can
small.
See you can see you hear Elizabeth's voice, but then you also see the little tablet says that your name is Mike. And that's kind of what reveals that you're playing as Michael Afton. But also
I think you can make your own name for it.
Really?
Yeah, I think my friend put his name as Daddy.
But yeah, my favorite character is Michael Afton because he tried to set everybody free.
What about your favorite games? Which are your favorite game? Which is your each favorite game in the series?
My favorite game in the series is actually Five Nights at Freddy's Pizzeria Simulator. This the like sixth one kind of, and the reason that's my favorite is because that's the one where you burn Springtrap. That's the one where like when you get the good ending, like I mean Michael dies in that ending, but that's the ending where Henry, who was who William actually killed Henry's daughter,
mm-hmm.
and Henry was one of the other people who started the company.
Yeah.
He like burns the place down.
Mm-hmm.
And that had Springtrap in it, or Scraptrap, as he's known in that game.
Is that, does it have the same gameplay format as the other ones that came before?
No.
What's that one?
Not at all. It's like, I don't know how to describe it.
But like, hold on, what's the real question? Who's it made by? Is it made by Scott or fandom?
Oh, it's Scott.
Oh, so it's official. It's officially
yeah,
part
it's
of the
official
series.
Game. And in one of the gameplay mechanics is where like it's in the real world, mm-hmm. and then and there's like and you're kind of like you're in a dark room with a table in front of you, and there's an animatronic in front of you. like sitting in a chair right in front of you.
Right.
And you have to decide, I forget what it is, but you have to decide if you're going to keep it and add it to your collection, mm-hmm. or if you're going to salvage it and like throw it away.
Okay.
And like you do that a bunch of times, and if you do something wrong, you die. But the main gameplay for that game mm-hmm. is like maintaining your pizzeria. Mm-hmm. Like a fun game where you're just like maintaining your pizzeria, adding new animatronics, like making it cooler, adding like pizza and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
so that is different.
Yeah, it's like way different.
What about you, Julian? What's your favorite?
It's the original ones.
Really?
Nights at Freddy's 2, man. That's always been my favorite. I love
really?
It. Yeah, it's fun to me. And it takes a lot of skill.
The second one?
Yeah, it takes some skill.
Why? Yeah.
Because, like, it's not easy. Like, you have to control the music box. You have to look at the vents more. There's a light on the vents you have to keep looking at. You have to keep looking at the hallway. You have to put on your Freddy mask. It's a lot of stuff you have to do. Look at the cameras.
Why do you put on the Freddy mask?
Oh, because certain animatronics, we're like, oh, that's Freddy. We're chilling.
Really?
But yeah, yeah, certain animatronics, if you put on the Freddy mask.
But how do they see you? Aren't you in a security room? Like
yeah,
the
but they'll still mm-hmm. assume because, like, you know, they're robots. You
like if they walk in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They walk in, they'll be like flashing lights and they'll look right in front of you. Just mm-hmm. be like stuttering, the lights flickering, and they're like moving side to side. It's like, no, that's pretty cool.
Oh, one other thing. The reason that these animatronics want to kill you, because, like, we've mentioned this, these animatronics,
mm-hmm. are possessed.
Yeah, they're possessed, but they're possessed by children.
Right.
So, like, why would children want to kill a random person?
That.
So, the reason is because, like, when their souls get into the animatronics, they can't really tell adults apart. Like, male adults apart, because they recognize the guy who killed them.
Okay.
And they can't really tell adults apart. So they're just trying to attack adults to get revenge.
Interesting.
Except for the toy animatronics, because the toy animatronics in Five Nights at Freddy's 2...
They're just malfunctioned, man.
Yeah, but they're like they're completely chill around kids. But when they see an adult, they go ballistic.
GG's, my brother. You're gone.
Well, and I guess on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about Five Nights at Freddy's possible movie projects
mm-hmm.
and this movie that we just saw.
Willy's Wonderland
and some other movie that Habibi saw over here. And we'll talk about, you know, what these movies did right and what we feel like Five Nights at Freddy's should do better, I suppose,
yeah.
being the original. So we'll be right back. Man, buddy.
What?
Aren't you completely tired of audiobooks?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No, no way.
But you've heard, like, I don't know, what, like, 20 audiobooks or something at this point?
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If an audiobook is good to me, then I will keep on re-listening to it.
You're trying to tell me that your audiobook collection is probably going to end up being, like, 200 deep, like me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not tired of it either, because audiobooks are incredible, and they keep me company, and they teach me, and they entertain me, and they make me laugh, and a whole bunch of other stuff. What are you listening to recently?
I am listening to a book called Hello Neighbor Puzzle Master by Carly Ann West.
Man, you just keep on getting into the Hello Neighbor world, huh?
Yeah. What are you listening to?
Well, right now I'm listening to this book by Alan Watts. I love Alan Watts, and I love listening to his audiobooks. It's called Just So. But I've got a couple of other books lined up that I'm really, really looking forward to. There's this book by Neil Gaiman, who is a pretty famous comic book writer, called Norse Mythology. And it's where he's taking, like, all the characters and the lore of Norse mythology and, like, giving it a new spin somehow. I'm going to get into that soon. And then most excited about Alien 3, a book that is based on the original script of the Alien 3 movie that never actually got fully made.
Mm-hmm.
So really looking forward to that. You too could enjoy your very first Audible book for free. You can do so by going over to audibletrial.com/G101. That's audibletrial.com/G101. Your first audiobook will be on us. You'll be supporting the show, and we will love you
forever.
You're supposed to say 3,000.
And we will love you 3,000 times forever.
What a fake fan.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
And we're back.
And we just finished some delicious Freddy Fazbear's pizza.
It was busting, man.
It was.
We only had to sacrifice my daughter Gianna in order to get it. Like, we had to stuff her into an animatronic. But it was worth it. The pizza was great.
To stay there all 5 nights.
It was amazing.
Yeah, very, very good. 5 nights of pizza and terror. We're ready to talk about the film side of this whole thing. Because there's been actually, for quite a few years now, since like 2015, there's been talks of Five Nights at Freddy's movie adaptation.
7 years, man.
Yeah, and it's been, it was like pretty legit. There was an attachment at Warner Brothers. They were supposed to be the ones that were going to produce this thing. And there were scripts that were already being written.
Mm-hmm.
And that were circulating around, but at some point Warner Brothers became detached from it, and then it landed in the hands of Blumhouse Productions.
Mm-hmm. Also helped with all the Purge movies.
Yeah. Blumhouse Productions has made like the Purge movies. It started off and became really famous because of the Paranormal Activity movies.
Those are movies?
Yeah. Well, all right.
You know that.
Paranormal Activity?
What is Paranormal Activity?
Yeah. It's like Ghost Hunters.
Oh. Not Ghost Hunters, no. Wait. It's like a haunting movie. And like you see it all through cameras.
Oh, not, like, is it like found footage?
I know what you're talking about. I've seen trailers on it. I've seen trailers.
Those movies are classics, man. I mean, now they've become classics. And like the interesting thing about Blumhouse is that they do really good stuff with pretty low budgets. Because if you really think about it, like they legitimately recorded that stuff with pretty simple cameras, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then like they added a whole bunch of stuff, but because the quality of the video is like so low, they mm-hmm. can get away with like not spending a whole bunch on like CGI.
They can do that same thing with the cameras in Five Nights at Freddy's.
But mm-hmm. if you didn't notice, the Purge was also helped with Universal. So
was it
the Purge was Universal?
Yeah, it was helped with Universal was helpers of it.
Okay. Well, yeah, usually you have, like, more than one production company involved, yeah.
Like, if you think about it, the first Purge, well, the new movie, The Forever Purge,
mm-hmm.
it's not that good, not that great. Go see it for yourself. But they did it in a Universal's lot.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that. But, yeah, so it landed with Blumhouse. Pretty good. I mean, they made some awesome movies, like, you know, Insidious and the Paranormal Activity movies and the Purge movies.
I cried watching Insidious.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It was creepy.
Sinister.
Yeah, that Sinister, one. That, one.
I was yeah. that first one, oh my God.
I think I actually Ooh. Came out the theaters with a little bit of driplets in my pants. It was...
That's the first time I've heard that description.
And tears were out That's of awesome. My eyes.
But yeah, so they could definitely do justice to this thing, you know, to Five Nights at Freddy's movie, I think. And it's been speculated that was it Banana Split?
Yes, Banana Split.
It's been speculated that that movie was actually created out of using one of the drafts of the script, of the scripts that have been written for the Five Nights at Freddy's movies.
Really?
Yeah, during the time that it was attached to Warner Brothers. So what can you tell us? Because you're the only one that's watched it from the three of us.
I've watched it and seen the kill count.
Okay. So what's the premise of that one different from Five Nights at Freddy's?
So it's about a little boy who loves this show called Banana Split. And it's actually like an on-stage audience show. And it's really interesting. His favorite one is this elephant. It's the homie, bro. Never mess with the elephant. He's the homie. He protects him. But like...
Wait, really?
Yeah.
The elephant is good?
Yeah, the elephant's...
He's like Landmark Freddy.
He's like, yeah, basically that's what the elephant's like. But like at the same time, if you think about it, it's also like Five Nights at Freddy's because there's an elephant, there's like a dog, a lion, and I'm sure I think there was another one. I keep forgetting what the other one is, but there was four of them,
mm-hmm.
and they were killing all the parents,
all
the adults,
right?
Like in Five Nights at Freddy's, mm-hmm. the animatronics only go for adults.
That's a fact in Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah.
Because, that like I said earlier...
The kids can only see their murder.
Oh, the kids, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, the kids, like, one of the things that they only remember mm-hmm. is that they were killed by an adult middle-aged man.
Okay.
And so whenever they see, whenever they see an adult, an adult man,
it's Gigi's my brother.
Yeah, like bye bye.
Gotcha. Okay.
you're gonna respawn, bro.
So what else happens in this movie?
They kidnap the kids, and actually they're animatronics, but the actors are like professional dancers to like help with the stunts, which is actually interesting if you watch the behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like animatronics. The person who the maintenance person of them messed up a coding and gave them a like instant kill from like No Way Home, not No Way Home, Far From Home.
Yeah,
and they just went on a whole killing rampage. The stepdad of the kid, who was actually cheating on his mom with his assistant, mm-hmm. got ran over by the elephant.
Dang. Ran over?
Yeah.
The elephant can kill people?
Yeah.
Why did the elephant kill him?
Because
he was just cheating?
He didn't like him.
Wow.
He just, like, with his little toy car looking thing, beep, beep, neum.
Oh.
Wow.
That sounds like the thing in Deadpool. Where he's like threatening to kill a guy with a Zamboni. And the guy's like, you know, laying down, but he's like, I don't know, dozens and dozens of feet away in the Zamboni, and he's just going real slow. And he's like, I'm going to get you eventually.
Wow.
You remember that?
Wait, I didn't. I watched the Deadpool PG-13
version. Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. It should have been on there. That's not like a bloody scene or anything.
I don't think I
watched. I don't really remember that movie.
You've seen Deadpool, though.
I watched them behind my mom's back and with my mom. Mom, if you're listening to this, please don't whip me.
So, yeah. So what else? Like, what's different about that movie from the main plot of Five Nights at Freddy's?
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show?
It's on a set with the live audience.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So, and that night, all the animatronics went to chaos. One of the dudes who, like, played a character, like, some, like, police officer dude or, like, some funhouse type dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I'm tired of this. And he's just drunk the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he threatens the animatronics. And they're like, you know what? We're fed up with you, too. They kill him and kill all the adults on a rampage.
Dang.
And
wait, what happens at, like, the end of the movie?
Man, it's been, like, a while since I've seen that movie. I can't even remember the ending. But I think the little kid got away.
Okay.
And the police showed up. Yeah, the police did show up.
Okay, so that's one movie that is basically like a, I don't even know what to call it. It's not a copy necessarily, especially that one, because like it was based on a TV show instead of like an animatronic show like Chuck E. Cheese type plays. Then that's already kind of different, you know. But this one that we just watched is definitely like the same concept,
basically.
Right?
The acting was horrible. When I mean the acting was bad. That man, Nicolas Cage, was like...
No, then, that was the point, though.
And they were like...
I think it was, yeah. And no, look...
That
okay.
movie was so
let's
bad
say,
that it was good.
Let's say, spoiler alert for Willy's Wonderland. We're going to talk about it, you know, spoiler-free. I mean, spoilerific completely. And if you are interested, just, you know, maybe skip this part of the conversation so you don't get it spoiled.
Spoiler alert!
All right, so the overall premise of Willy's Wonderland is that there is a small town out in the middle of wherever in the U.S., and there has been a place created for kids very similar to Chuck E. Cheese, but it's been created by this guy who's actually a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
And he created it to lure kids in and to find opportunities to, like, murder children, basically.
Yeah.
And then apparently at some point he started getting more of his, like, serial killer associates and psychos and stuff. And it was, like, a squad of, what, like, 7 people or something?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
How many animatronics were there? There were 8 animatronics?
Yeah. And so what ends up happening is that the town starts, like, realizing that, like, we got all these missing children all of a sudden. Like, what the heck is happening? And the police come to raid the place. But before they can get there, this main guy, Willy, and his band of psycho killers pull a Chucky move, and they end up like doing a satanic ritual and passing on their souls, their spirits, or their memories or whatever into the animatronics and possessing them.
Yeah, before they
did not. Well, Charles Lee Ray did not do a satanic ritual. It's actually a voodoo ritual.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. He didn't sell his soul to the devil or anything.
That's true. No, yeah, it wasn't like actually devil related. You're right. So anyway, so they end up possessing these things.
Yeah, these guys like killed themselves before the police could kill them.
Yeah, right.
Like they
arrest them.
Yeah. Or arrest them, right? And so what ends up happening is that the town figures like, okay, that's it. They kill themselves. This thing is over. Mm-hmm. But suddenly more murders start happening. They start happening like elsewhere in the town.
Yeah.
And so what they end up realizing is that these animatronics need to feed. And they've been going out and actually killing people and feeding on them.
Mm-hmm.
So once they piece it all together, they go and they confront the animatronics, Willy being like the lead. And they tell them, like, let's make a deal. We'll feed you guys. We'll bring you people to feed you so that you can stay appeased but leave our townspeople alone.
Wait, that makes no sense.
What do you mean?
They're feasting on the townspeople. No. How are they not? How are they
feasting on travelers because you didn't see?
Yeah, they're like capturing travelers.
Oh, those are travelers.
Yeah, those are people that are just passing through the town. But that's why the cop lady, the sheriff lady,
put the thing down.
She would set the traps. Yeah.
Oh. I thought that those were people from the town.
No.
They lied and said, "Oh no, the kids stole this," and they just placed it down as a mediocre joke.
Right.
It wasn't a joke. It was a joke to them, but for the people who ruined their tires, every person and family that they killed, they just took their cars, and I think they sold it or just kept it.
Yeah,
it seems like
they gave it to that guy.
Yeah, there's one rich guy who would keep them. So the whole plot that they would put together is that they would slash somebody's tires by leaving like
the spike thing.
Yeah, the spike thing on the road. So the person would have to pull up to a tire mechanic shop. The mechanic would like charge them an arm and a leg to fix the thing. There's no ATMs because the town doesn't have Wi-Fi. And so then they will tell them there is an opportunity for you to make the cash, but you may have to work overnight in this place. So then they connect them with this guy, the rich guy in town, and he's the one that tells them, like, okay, if you stay here and clean this place, Willy's Wonderland, overnight, then I'll pay you and I'll get your car repaired for you. And then you just walk out of here and drive out in the morning.
They did keep one part of their promise, which is actually kind of funny. They repaired the car.
Yeah, they did. But that's because they would always give it to the rich guy.
And that's
because
they got me a new toy to drive around the streets. Now we need a new cowboy rich boy.
Yeah. Nyeom. And so in this case, the guy that gets caught into this whole trap is this character played by none other than
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
And he is known as, this is the most epic name ever, The Janitor.
Not just a janitor. The janitor.
He's the janitor.
Heck yeah.
And just like Diego right here is the Ego.
The Diego. Yes, thank you.
The Ego.
Yes.
The Ego.
Absolutely. And what's funny about this character is that he doesn't say a word. Like, the whole movie, he doesn't say a single word.
He just looks at him. His watch beeps. Beep, 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 beep. Let's play
pinball. Drinks his energy drink.
He drinks his punch and plays Pop Goes the Weasel pinball.
Yeah. Play some pinball. It's really interesting because you're so used to like hearing Nicolas Cage, you know, being his exaggerated self. Mm-hmm. But this time he's just like acting kind of exaggerated, but he's not saying anything. So it's like a very different take on this guy, I feel like. It's just different to see him acting like that. I thought it was kind of amusing.
But you know what's funny?
Yeah.
I thought Nicolas Cage wasn't Nicolas Cage. I thought he was Johnny Cage.
Yo, he was kind of a badass in this movie.
Johnny Cage. Oh, I just realized Johnny Cage is a Mortal Kombat character.
Won't maybe Liu Kang beast kick you right now.
You know what I want to see this? Round one, fight.
Fatality.
Toasty.
Toasty.
So, yeah, the whole thing ends up being that this guy gets trapped in there, but he's not actually a victim. He actually ends up like killing these guys one by one as they start attacking him.
Yo, he curb stomped the gorilla in a urinal. That's the nastiest way to die.
That's crazy.
No, but literally, he like when he killed that gorilla, he like got so much oil on him, changes his shirt, drinks his energy drink, plays some pinball.
There's this funny little routine that keeps on happening where he's actually trying to clean the place.
Yeah,
like he never stops trying to clean.
I'm pretty sure he like doesn't know Like, I'm pretty sure he, like, doesn't know what's going on.
Or doesn't care.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he just, like, doesn't care. Like, I'm pretty sure he just kills anything that gets in his way.
Yeah.
You know what he didn't kill?
Who?
Tinkerbell.
That's true. He did. Fairy survived. And so, talking about that funny routine, right? He goes and he starts cleaning or killing an animatronic monster. And then in between, he gets these little notifications on his phone, these little alarms that let him know it's time for a break. So he takes, I don't know, like a 15-minute break or something.
It's got to be enough to play pinball and drink his drink.
No, yeah. He takes and the drink is like these cans of grape energy drink.
But I feel like it's actually a disguise, and it's a disguise can, but the drink is actually grape seltzer beer.
Could be, sure.
Yo, actually.
Sounds like something that...
It's Fizzy Fazz. From the newest Five Nights at Freddy's game.
Don't make me get my fast cam.
Fizzy Fazz?
I'll yeah. get my fast cam.
It's a drink called Fizzy Fazz. Oh. They have...
What? You just convulsed. Anyway, so yeah, and then and he takes his break no matter what is happening. Like
if there's
he
a
could
girl,
be in the middle of a fight.
If there's a girl that is like dying, like if there's a girl who is right. fighting Tinkerbell and she's like literally dying as we speak, mm-hmm. he like sees his alarm.
He goes
to his little closet, drinks an energy drink, plays some pinball.
Yeah, there was a moment where him and this girl were about to face off against this animatronic dude, and he just hands her the blade and walks off to take his break. So, very weird character. You don't learn a thing about him. Like,
all we know is that...
He's the janitor.
Yeah, he's the janitor, and he likes to kill animatronics. Yeah.
Viewer discretion. If you have a child under the ages of 18, make sure to cover their eyes.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird...
And it was like a satanic ritual area where people, like, slit their throats.
That's where the guys, that's where the guys kill themselves to, like, possess the animatronics.
That man, Joshua, as soon as he came on, pillow on his face.
Ah!
and he wins by the end. And then there's this other side story, which is really kind of like the main story of this girl who, when she was a little girl, she got caught in that same trap with her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parents ended up dying, but the sheriff lady, she took her and, like, adopted her, but, like, had her, raised her basically in, like, this very miserable way.
Yeah.
And this girl was, like, bent, her and her friends were bent on, like, burning the place down. Mm-hmm. That
like
night.
The Goonies / Scooby-Doo.
There was that one guy, that black guy, mm-hmm. in the group, and he, And one of the people was like, he was like, we got to burn this place down for what I've seen them done.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what have you seen them do? And he was like, come on, man, you know that there was that one time when, and then they interrupted. I want to know what he said.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so basically by the end, all the teenagers die.
Yeah, except for that one girl.
Except for the girl who was also part of like the trap. It seemed like the janitor guy reminded her of her dad. Like the janitor, they showed flashbacks of her dad as they were about to be killed. And he kind of had the same overall style, like black hair, black beard, goatee, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
So there was something about Nicolas Cage's character that attracted her. And when everything was said and done, she just got in his car and they kind of drove off, which is kind of creepy, really.
There was that, it was so funny when the guy was about to give the rich guy the car.
Yeah.
And then they see Nicolas Cage's character walk out of the building and mm-hmm. he's like, can I have my keys? And they're so surprised.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
Hold on, wait, Tinkerbell did not survive because she suicide bombed herself.
Oh yeah, that's true. She is dead.
So technically none of the animatronics survived.
Mm-hmm.
There were only two that ended up, there was only one that ended up being outside, and that was the turtle.
Which got wrecked.
Yeah, he got ran over and completely cut to pieces.
Oh, poop. In Spanish.
Yeah, he did.
It was a Mexican turtle.
Yeah. And then, by the way, every time that the janitor would kill one of the animatronics, he would just, like, very meticulously chop them up into pieces and put them inside a big industrial trash bag and throw them in the dump,
mm-hmm.
in the dumpster. And one of those was Tinkerbell, but he didn't realize that she was still alive. So that's how she ends up, like, at the end coming out and trying to kill the sheriff.
And she
kind of does, but they end up blowing up.
She kills.
I mean,
them.
Not the sheriff.
The rich guy. Yeah, and she does kill him.
Yeah. And so... I don't know. What do you guys think about this movie? First of all, just for kicks, what would you rate it out of 5 stars?
It was so bad, to it was like the worst movie you could ever watch, that it was so bad it was good.
No. It was so bad that I'm it was so bad, but it was so good that I'm going to give it a negative 10.
Jesus, man.
No, but like that's a good thing. Like
it was bad and it was good, and it's still got a 10.
So like it's a negative 10.
It's a 10.
Just I get you. Negative. I get what you're saying. Look, I think that the movie knew exactly what it was.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, it was very self-aware. It knew that it wasn't like some kind of smart horror film. It wasn't trying to tell us a very deep story. It knew that it was like more full of plot holes than Swiss cheese. Like it just knew exactly what it was, and it owned it. And so there was like a goofiness and a silliness to it.
And the funniest thing, a stereotype actually happened in the movie where, like, they say black people would run away in a horror movie. The right. black dude was actually like, yeah, I'm not trying to be a part of this. Let's just go. Let's just go.
Only reason he said it was because his girl didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet he regretted that. But, yeah, it was really, like, it was so goofy that it didn't bother me. Like, because it wasn't trying to be serious, right? If a horror movie is trying to be serious, and it ends up being laughable, then that is one thing, right? But if you're setting out to be like really quirky and funky, and you succeed at that, to me, it's pretty good. I give it a 3 out of 5. It was like legitimately
out of five enjoyable said as I was
watching. No, out of five.
Oh, because no, 5 stars, 3 stars.
5 stars, right? Exactly.
Oh,
but
then
when I give it.
Oh, then negative 5. Then I give it a negative 5.
So basically 0 stars.
What do you give it, Julian?
I'm going to be nice here. I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay.
But out of stars, a 1.
I feel like if you're a fan of Five Nights at Freddy's, you should probably watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should.
Yeah.
No? I mean...
I mean, it's basically Five Nights at Freddy's, except it's not.
But the main one you should watch is Banana Splits.
I guess so, yeah. But I feel like this one is even more relevant to fans of Five Nights at Freddy's because it's actually...
In a restaurant?
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese place, exactly like that.
Which is basically Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria.
But the real question is, what was that alligator's name again?
Montgomery? No.
Not Security Breach.
No.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I forgot.
We kept calling him Monty. We were hating on him so hard.
Yo, he showed Frick up. Monty. It was kind of creepy though when he showed up because the girl was crawling through something. No. Oh, no, the first time.
Oh.
You remember she was crawling through some vents, some air vents.
And it was him and a turtle.
Yeah. What? No. He showed up, like, chasing the girl through the vents.
Wait, how did... We barely saw that guy. How did he die?
Who?
The gator.
Oh, he got...
Gator got killed by homeboy. Yeah, remember he Godzilla'd him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how Godzilla opens up the mouth of one of the
Of motus. Ghidorah? Oh, the motus.
Yeah, and then, like, blasts his laser into his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That's basically what happened.
What?
he yawned in his mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, again, I don't really... I'm not going to hate in the movie because it knew what it was. It stuck to its guns and it was, like, silly, goofy. It was Nicolas Cage. It was very Nicolas Cage, I feel like.
It was very funny, though.
And it was kind of interesting. But, yeah, interestingly enough, they're supposedly working on a sequel.
It was better than the Forever Purge.
Yeah. The Purge lost me after, like, the first couple of movies.
Have you seen the Forever Purge?
It's so bad.
Yeah. A sequel to this movie. I don't know where they would even begin, because technically all the animatronics are dead.
Yeah.
So unless you use the same concept but in a new place somewhere, I don't see how else they're gonna restart the story.
Somebody buys out the business.
Maybe. Yeah.
Wait.
But what if they use the same song? It's your birthday.
Oh, and we want you just.
That's an annoying song.
It's your birthday.
Yeah. What do you think Five Nights at Freddy's, the actual movie, whenever it does end up coming out, what do you think it should do better than these two movies that we talked about?
It should actually bring in a good plot, a really good plot, some good plot twists, a good main character storyline to introducing how he got there, if he has a family,
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though.
What time period it takes place in? That's the real
question. I think that it should be canon. Because, like, if it introduces anything new, I feel like that should be canon. Because, like, why would they make a movie if it doesn't have anything to do with the actual story?
Okay, but then in that case, you're saying that they should, like, tell an additional story within that world and not tell the story of the games?
No. But, you know, it'd be
a cool little Easter egg if Scott Cawthon plays a little part in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe...
Or he was, like, the guy who on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pull up to the premiere in a whole Bonnie suit.
And, like, maybe... But it's gonna go through the story of the game.
Yeah.
But it's gonna, like, introduce something new. Like, a new thing, like, in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it should be canon, that little thing, so we can actually find out more through these movies.
Okay. I think, if anything, I wonder, actually, let me ask you guys this. Do you feel, like, the game itself, do you feel like it's serious? Like, does the game take itself seriously, or is it on the goofy side? Because I haven't played them, so I don't know.
It takes it both, serious and goofy.
Like, some aspects are half-half.
Wacky slash.
Okay. But, and so do you feel like the movie should carry that same kind of tone?
Yeah.
No, the movie should be pretty funny at the same time. It should have some goofy kills. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Goofy kills with funny and awkward jump scares. Like, let's say, like, there's a ball pit and they're like, the kid's missing and he pops up, "Hey, Mom."
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh, girl, oh, you scare me!" Like, has a heart attack. That would be messed up, but it'll be funny.
Okay, so my question is, how does an actual Five Nights at Freddy's movie do that stuff without feeling corny? Because, like, I think that Willy's Wonderland actually did a really good job of not coming across to me as corny. I didn't feel like it was a corny movie.
Cause they weren't trying to act really hard. They were trying to just, like, they're being chill about their acting, and they made it seem so real with their acting.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I didn't feel like anybody was necessarily overacting.
They weren't like, "Well, this situation can be brought out as, like, if we just get a sledgehammer just to their head." That's overacting, man. Please don't do that if you're an upcoming actor.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like the fact that it didn't explain a lot of stuff. It just kind of... it kind of worked within its own reality and didn't care to explain
many things. They just went right into it and they explained while the movie was going.
Here's a bad thing that a lot of horror movies do, especially any ones that have to do with, like, spiritual things, like possessions and, you know, Satanism or whatever. It's that they over explain and they over deliver on exposition. Like, there's too much that they're trying to explain, and they're not leaving much mystery to it.
I feel like that's
feel like they have to solve tell the entire set of details in that film.
Yeah, because they think that you're stupid.
I guess. I don't know what it is.
or they think that you, like, have no... Or they think that, like, you have no information in the frontal lobe of your brain and that it's about to be bitten off.
Jesus. I think that they're like the success of, like, older horror movies, again, especially the spiritual based ones, I feel like is that they just submerge you in the moment, but they don't explain too much about the reasoning behind it. You know, when I look at, like, the movies like The Exorcist or The Omen or you know, other movies like that from that era, like, they didn't really over explain. They just dropped you in the middle of the situation, like, here you are. This situation is terrifying. Didn't, like, don't they, even ask about the backdrop.
Didn't they over-explain it in The Conjuring?
Yes, I think so. Yeah, and even Paranormal Activity. Like, the first Paranormal Activity to me was flawless. That thing was awesome. Second one, it was better. But then by the third one, they started trying to explain, oh, no, the family has this history because great-grandma or something was, like, a leader of a witch coven and blah, blah, blah. And the deeper that they got into all those explanations, the more diluted the story got. And it just loses the essence of the original couple of films where it's, like, it's just horrible, terrifying hauntings happening in this house and cameras are capturing it and this family's trying to figure out what the hell is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like if they go too far in trying to explain the lore, it might damage it for Five Nights at Freddy's
They just throw in like.
I feel like the Five Nights at Freddy's movie should be for hardcore fans only, because like hardcore fans would know the story a lot. That they wouldn't need to explain the story.
I guess. I also think that if they could like easily keep the movie a little bit like more shallow, knowing that people could just go and play the game if they really want to know, you know, a ton of details.
I feel like they could mention something. I feel like they could like mention a name, like, oh, I heard the like phone guy could be like, and I heard one of the fellers who created this company was named Bill, and I forgot his last name, Bill something A.
Hey, look, we have a special guest.
It's a pooch.
It's a Benjamin Button.
Oh, it's Benjamin.
So I think that for example, Bendy, the whole Bendy, you know, games
and the ink
thing.
Machine.
Yeah, that
is, I'm obsessed with that. I know the whole
story. I like what they have done. They in the game, they just drop you into this, you know, crazy little adventure.
And you have to figure out the storyline while playing.
Well, not only that, there's a lot of stuff that you don't figure out unless you've read the books that they've published,
unless you've like listened to every single audio log.
Right, yeah.
In the game.
But there's like, you can enjoy the thing at kind of like a superficial level. You don't have to get too deep to be able to enjoy the actual main idea of it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, again, going back to Willy's Wonderland, that movie just stayed very superficial. Like, here's the scenario. You're trapped here an entire night with these animatronics that are coming to life and are trying to kill you. That's the basic premise. And I feel like that's the basic premise of Five Nights at Freddy's from what you guys have told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, for example, Security Breach is basically that, but, like, on steroids. Right? The place is bigger. There's more animatronics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're not more animatronics.
Yeah. Moon and Sun. Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon. Those are really it.
But yeah, anyway, like I think that there is a world where the movie could keep things a little bit simple and just be focused on being like legitimately creepy, you know, and then dive into the lore through the, you know, through the games and stuff.
While figuring it out.
Yes. Yeah.
Like in the movie, they at least like explain a little bit of the lore.
Mm-hmm.
Not over explain it. Just like explain it just right.
Right.
Like, that one piece of exposition in Willy's Wonderland, that took up, like, 15 minutes of the movie, when, what's her name, Liv?
Yeah.
She was, like, explaining Willy Wonderland's whole backstory.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was a lot of exposition.
Maybe, yeah. I think it could have been a little bit, a little too much. I think that they could have done more through, like, quick flashbacks or something like that, without her having to tell the entire story. Again, when you're having to tell me all this information, I feel like you're kind of just assuming that if I don't, I'm not going to figure it out on my own, or that I can't connect the dots. Mm-hmm. Mystery is a good thing. You know, there's a reason why the first Alien movie was so great. We don't know where the hell this alien came from. We didn't know
what a space jockey is.
Sure, yeah. Ton of mysteries, none of them answered until you start getting into all the sequels, and you start getting into comics, novels, et cetera.
Into the other, like, what are those movies? Prometheus movies.
Right, yeah, exactly. And by that point, like, really, you got to be a hardcore fan to want to even follow all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Which I am one of, but whatever. Take my money, Ridley Scott.
But you know what else is a mystery?
Mm-hmm. What?
Who decided to make this movie?
Yeah, I know, right? Interesting. I don't know, but Nicolas Cage jumped right on as one of the producers of it, and obviously the lead actor.
Mm-hmm. So Nicolas Cage.
Something struck his interest.
That the person who made this movie must have been like, I need an actor who can like really act but just doesn't talk.
That's bad to the bone.
Nicolas Cage just walks over. He's like, how much?
Yeah. And look, I think, no, not how much. He's one of the producers. I mean, he's one of the ones that, like, helped pay for it, though.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
So, let's finish off with this. What do you like about this concept? Because I actually, Julian, you asked me earlier, before we hit record, what do I really like this whole concept of Five Nights at Freddy's? And I really do, because
that's why we should get,
like,
security.
As a kid, as a kid, I think about the thought of like being trapped inside a Chuck E. Cheese overnight,
mm-hmm.
and those things turning on all of a sudden. That is a terrifying scenario.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm right? breaking away.
Wait, aren't they stuck to the stage?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Even if they're stuck to the stage, but they start playing their songs, I'm going to freak the heck out.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm grabbing a chair, word two, and I'm breaking a window.
Yeah.
I'm done. And or if you're with a big group of friends, just fight them. One, two, combo.
No, but honestly, if those things, like if I was stuck in Chuck E. Cheese and those things like weren't harmful mm-hmm. and they were just standing there playing their songs,
yeah,
you know what I would do? Julian said,
bust the Macarena like Diego.
I would break the glass, and then I would grab a glass shard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
God. Over to the animatronics.
Mm-hmm. And you'll cut them open to see if there's blood coming out.
Yeah, see if any bodies are stuffed in there.
Okay.
Or they can stink really bad. And you can
one way to do it. Yeah, but the idea is actually pretty unique. It's pretty original, I feel. But like within the horror world, I haven't seen anything like that being done.
Yeah.
And Child's Play is a little similar to it in some ways, but not really.
What's Child's Play?
You're done.
Chucky.
You're done.
Oh. Chucky, man. You're done. Son, come on.
Where's the tape at? Where's it at?
But yeah, like it is a pretty original concept, and for that reason, I actually like it. You know, and I think that if the horror movie is done well, it could really be like a very unique piece of horror cinema, mm-hmm. you know?
The Child's Play franchise actually fell off after the third one.
Yeah, I agree.
That's when it fell off. Mm-hmm.
That's when it started getting bad?
Yeah.
It was a bad fall.
One and two were great, man. Those are classics for sure.
Like Chucky turned into a Hollywood sensation. Like, bro,
yeah.
You just ruined it. But The Bride of Chucky was kind of good.
Thanks to Jennifer Tilly. Yeah, she brought life to that franchise, man. As the female doll. Yeah. What was her name? Jennifer, I think? Something like that?
I don't remember, but the female doll.
But yeah, she was great. She was great. And she brought, like, it was really weird to, like, see Chucky, you know, suddenly having to interact with somebody else who was kind of his equal. But yeah, Jennifer Tilly was awesome, man.
Was she a murderer, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, for sure.
But, like, if you actually were, like, let's say this actually happened in your childhood, and if you actually ever did get trapped in a Chuck E. Cheese and they started playing their songs, are you hitting that Macarena?
Of course I am. I mean, the best way is to just try to blend in with them.
You just Macarena them to death?
And just do like the robot, you know?
Macarena.
You know, malfunction and stuff while I'm doing the Macarena. That's how you survive.
Did you just say Macarena?
I said Macarena. Deal with it, bro. Just deal with it.
I said macaroni, and you know what I said.
Okay, let's end this episode.
You're done.
Thank you guys for joining us for this episode on Five Nights at Freddy's and for our review of Willy's Wonderland. And thank you to Cousin Julian for joining us on this episode. Thanks for being with us, man.
You're welcome, man.
And remember, if you want to support the show, you can head over to Geekology101.com right at the top in the nav bar. Click on merch. That'll take you over to our merch shop where you can support the show and get yourself some good swag in the process. If you want to hit us up, go down to the bottom of the site, fill out a form, holler at us, or
if you prefer more traditional means, you can hit us up at g101podcast@gmail.com.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Hey, Diego, guess what?
What's up? There's a birthday boy in the crowd.
It's your birthday, and we want you to have fun. It's your birthday, so and we're going to end this podcast.
Human has been neutralized. Game over.